Yeah.
And then he,
I think I'm thinking of somebody else.
Then he also teamed with Ultimate Warrior in the early 90s, and they were called the Ultimate Maniacs, and that was a little
That was
a little bit more over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, one like
in their interviews. I just remember watching an interview where one of them was saying something, and the other one was just next to him going, ooh.
Yeah, because they're both like fucking insane characters. They're both super, super insane.
Maniac?
It's like Ultimate Warrior is just like Hulk Hogan turned up. The Ultimate Maniacs. Because it's Ultimate Warrior and Randy Savage.
I don't like it. The movie you're making me watch today is... One Cut of the Dead, original Japanese title, Jake.
I think it was Don't Stop Rolling or Don't Stop Shooting or something, but that was a translation of the original Japanese title, obviously.
I bet in Japanese.
One Cut of.
That's racist.
Is it? That's what they say. Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm sorry. I apologize to any of my Japanese fans. Do I have Japanese fans?
Director Shinichiro Ueda.
Yeah.
I don't think that's hard. It's very hard to
I just couldn't really remember. There we go.
2017, One Cut of the Dead, Jake's pick. High ratings on all around, I've noticed.
It's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
100% on Rotten
Critical.
Tomatoes.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means all of the people that
voted for
are associated with Rotten Tomatoes it didn't have any bad reviews, essentially. It was a... Anyone that was considered like a critic through Rotten Tomatoes gave it a good review, gave it a positive review. And
did you review it?
How
do you become a critic on Rotten Tomatoes?
I've always wondered that because I wish we could like submit this podcast as such.
The ratings we give.
Yeah, the ratings we give affect that. Yeah, if it's like
we should just have our own website.
If it's interpreted as a negative or positive or mixed review, then we get, you know. That's one of the people, and it'll factor into the overall
Well, we count percentage. For three people.
Yes. People. Yes.
Really like 10. I mean, our movie prowess is much, much more than the average Joe.
Sure.
Would you say?
Yeah, but I think that's where the critic score comes in, because Rotten Tomatoes has the critic score, then they have the audience score. And I think if we...
I'm an audience. You're a critic.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I think you've risen to critic at this point.
Oh,
I think you're here.
Thank you. We'll see.
You're with us.
Well,
I mean, we're not professionals. We're not making money off this thing yet. But maybe once we make money off this thing, we can call ourselves professional critics.
If we can make $25,000 to make a movie like this,
right? That'd be rad.
Because that was the budget.
That was
budge 25,000 each euro. What's this movie about, Jake? It's a movie about a movie about a movie.
Well,
speaking of
the budget first, didn't it make like 1,000 times its budget back? Something crazy like that. Like
it made $25 million.
Yeah.
According to this, it says it's made over $25 million compared to its 25,000.
Yeah.
So what is
that's 1,000.
That's 1,000 times more?
Yeah, it's 1,000 times more.
It's more zeros for sure.
Yep.
Three more zeros.
Because 1,000 thousands.
That's 1,000 times more.
1,000 is 1,000. I mean,
because three zeros is 1,000.
Yeah. It's 1,000 times more. They 1,000% their budget it. Did that? I don't know if that sentence made sense, but you know what I mean. That's pretty successful. This was like, I think it was just like a filmmaking exercise, and then it just came, and then they realized how dope it was, and they got it was like a small release thing, like, because it was made with like a theater group of actors, and they were just kind of just did it to do it, and it was small release, and then
it says that the cast paid for the movie.
Yeah, that's right. Some of them like paid to be in it. Like, it's one of those, like, I don't know, like, remember working for free on shit? Like, I feel like I've traveled to go to work and stuff like that, so like I feel like there's, when I was young, like, there was times where I pretty much paid to work.
Well, there was a point. There was a time where we were that eager, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So this was kind of
something. Yeah. So yeah.
This,
okay.
Yeah. It's, I
here
mean,
it is. Original title: Kamera wo Tamaru na.
Yeah.
In Japanese, means "Don't stop shooting."
Yeah. I think they because the One Cut of the Dead, the name of the movie within the movie
documentary about Columbine was called.
It's okay to joke about that now.
It's been enough time.
I think it's
school shootings are like a 20, popular thing now. Yeah, in every movie.
They're school shootings are normalized.
They're pretty normalized.
Yeah. I mean, look at the South Park, what they did with it. Hilarious.
Hilarious. Hilarious. I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but hilarious. When
I don't know. It was one of the episodes, like just throughout the season, it was just like randomly there would be school shootings in the elementary school. There's no school shooting today.
Anyway. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I got to watch that one. School shootings yeah. in Halloween. Yeah. The latest Halloween.
Yeah. School no, that was right. the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That's right. Yeah. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. Oh, I haven't watched the Halloween. I meant to watch that the other night.
The new one? Yeah, it's on the Peacock.
I can't watch it until next year now.
It's fair. Might not be on Peacock that long, but we'll see.
All right.
Anywho.
Back to Camera Wotamarona.
One Cut of the Dead. This movie... Let's try to break this down. This movie is a movie about a movie that is about a movie, which is a zombie movie, which got attacked by zombies during the making of the movie within the movie.
Well, one of those is a TV show.
Okay, that's fair. I keep calling it a movie because it's that one. It's that long. It starts out with that long one take. That 37-minute
take?
37-minute one take.
Which zombie was a real 37-minute take.
Which was a real, yeah.
They did. Most impressive part of the movie.
Yeah, and it's the beginning. It starts like that. So we think we're watching a movie that is a inside of this movie, there's a movie taking place where they're making a zombie movie.
Immediately, it's a zombie movie. We see a zombie movie happening.
The first shot is like a zombie attacking a girl.
And then very quickly, see that we are now behind the scenes of said movie.
Yes. So we're watching the director direct the fake zombie, which we first thought was a zombie, attacking a girl, trying to get more emotion out of this girl. And
yeah, he's very intense, critical, very like weird, like kind of weird at first. When I'm watching it at first, I'm like, this is over the top. Over the top would be a good way to explain the way he's acting at this point.
Very aggressive. He's a very aggressive director.
I didn't know. This is what I think the movie is. I didn't know the movie was a movie in the movie.
Right.
So immediately I'm like, well, this is kind of lame.
Right, yeah. Like, it's weird because it starts with, and it's like almost, it's interesting because once you realize it's one take, like immediately you kind of, it gets your interest. But that, you know, obviously that always takes a couple minutes maybe to realize it's one take.
I think it was about almost 5 minutes in for me to realize, all right, this is, they haven't cut so far.
Yeah, because I didn't realize it until like basically like that. The what do they say? Like they acknowledge how many takes this director has been taking. There's the makeup girls. Like what's going on? And like the makeup girl has to kind of calm the director down and talk to the cast. And then the cast and her go upstairs to do touch ups. And then they're kind of holding on that conversation for a while. And then that's kind of when I realize I'm like, has this been one take this whole fucking time? And that's probably about 3-4 minutes in.
So it's done well.
So it's done. Yeah, it's
fairly well
in that fairly sense. Well. And then from there, so we see the people kind of just hanging out on set. How did the first zombie come up? We eventually hear a noise coming from outside.
Yeah. Irony hits.
Yeah. Right. We actually see it's like the direct. I didn't even catch this till like the third time I saw it, but it's the guy that's playing the cameraman. Is like outside, turning into a zombie.
DP, yeah, the DP is the first zombie.
Within the film that they're making.
Yes.
Is the first zombie.
He turns into a real zombie.
Turns into a real zombie somehow. We don't know how yet, but like the AD goes outside and he gets attacked by a zombie. And then he comes back in. He's missing an arm. And he eventually turns into a zombie. We realize there's zombies attacking the zombie film.
So it's a movie about a zombie. They're making a movie about zombies, and then in that, while they're making it, are then attacked by real zombies.
Yes.
Great. Great premise.
Right. Yeah.
Is that premise. Was that the original, like practice or whatever you said? It was at the original like
I don't making a movie within the movie.
Like what was the what was
that
what,
I don't know. I don't know if it's like they just try to make
what
this
was turned into the movie.
That's a good question.
Like what was
I'm
the exercise
sure.
itself? Was it like
I think it might
movie,
just be making the like a one like a long one take movie. Okay. And then maybe with how and I'm only theorizing, I just saw that it was like a the one take thing was like an exercise. I don't know how it was expanded from there.
If we can get Shinichiro Ueda on the phone, he can explain this to us.
Yeah. You know, we may follow a podcast if Shinichiro Arita is listening. I probably did not say your name right, and I apologize.
If you say it fast enough, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. So maybe from there, they realize how chaotic and how difficult it is to make a one-take movie. They expanded on that idea. Because this whole beginning part is, you know, just you don't realize they suddenly cut back, and then it's a movie about the making of that movie. Of the making of the movie.
Oh, is that where? So,
well, we're not quite there yet because a lot of weird things happen in this first one take.
It's a 37-minute take. So 37 minutes into the movie, we're watching a cast and crew of a zombie movie being attacked by actual zombies.
Yeah,
and like shit goes down.
Yeah,
people like the DP. That's the DP.
Yeah,
is attacking the AD. Is the AD the one armed guy?
The AD is the one armed guy. Yeah,
who's one of my favorites. I like him in the later on. I like his suggestions.
Shit gets quickly chaotic. The weird shit happens. Like people just bust out of doors here and there. The director's
comes in every now and then.
Yeah,
right?
And he kind of weirdly breaks the fourth wall, which is kind of weird, confusing.
There
are very confusing moments.
We don't know what's going on a couple times, but we're going with it. Yeah, it's still a oneer.
Yeah, like he yells at the camera to like, just keep rolling. And then like his character is just in and out a lot, sort of acknowledging or at least taking the advantage of the fact that like zombies are now attacking his zombie film. And he kind of is all about like
it.
this is art. But doesn't he also says something about like he did some sort of ritual to make it go down, because the makeup artist tells them that this plant they're like in a building that used to be like a Japanese war building from like World War II, that they used to do experiments there and things like that, and like bring back the dead. Like they reference the whole zombie thing.
It's an abandoned World War II Japanese facility.
Yeah. And he says something about how he was writing it and like did some sort of ritual with like spilt blood or something like that. And so it implies that the director did something to cause the zombies to come out, and he's using that to make his film better. Because he's like, no, this is real. This is the art. We need these reactions. Because early on, his actress wasn't scared. Like, fear didn't come off.
Yeah. So he freaked out.
The real zombies are actually bringing the fear out of her finally. They keep having these weird moments where the director's like yelling, or like keep rolling, and there are a lot of like looks off screen, a lot of like, you know, it
also
almost feels like weird
random
delays.
Stoppage.
weird delays. There's a point where like the camera's on the ground for like 30 seconds. What else? Like the take of her just yelling, like screaming, and it's just holding the frame on her for a good, I don't know, a minute. It feels like it's a while.
There's peculiar things happening in this one take, but it eventually ends with her.
The makeup artist is at one point killed by an axe and then pops up. And then inexplicably is like axe in her head, and then she goes back down. So like it's all these things like you start questioning like what the fuck is going on here, because it's like hard to follow.
This movie's
dumb. But you're so at this point it's like it's a bad movie. A bad movie.
What are we watching right
now? Yeah, and it's like
the acting is over the top.
Yeah,
there's clear fuck ups.
Yeah, but then there's a point where finally after all this weird shit happens where the girl flips out, kills the director, kills the last remaining zombie. But then she's just covered in blood, and then there's this like pentagram on the roof that's made of blood, which I think is probably in reference to what the director maybe did to make this whole thing go down.
I was kind of curious about that.
And it's like a crane shot of her, of the girl just standing there in this like pentagram of blood, and then credits roll.
Credits.
Inexplicably.
That's it.
And it's like we It's been such a weird, like, jarring experience so far. Like, I didn't even realize how much time has passed. So, like, maybe the first time I saw this, I'm like, is this the end of the movie? This can't be. Like, it feels early, obviously, because it's only been 37 minutes. But it's like, is this over? But no, it's not over. This is not even the opening credits yet.
It's the credits of
It's the end credits of that movie.
Of what we...
Or the TV show.
Come to realize is a one-take TV show.
Yes, because then from there, they cut back to a month prior, and we see the director, that was the director in the film, directing what seems to be like a commercial on a rooftop. The same actor that was the DP in Zombie in the zombie movie we just saw is like an actor in the film, in the commercial the director's directing.
I could see this movie unfolding like every time they completed something, they were just like, all right, let's add this onto it, or let's do this way. I feel like this isn't a movie that was fully fleshed out right at the beginning.
It's hard to say because like how it unfolds like feels clunky, but it also seems very deliberate.
It's deliberate and it works. It just seems, and I'm not saying this is true. It just seems like you were saying the it was like an experiment or like an exercise that they were doing.
According to Joe Bob Briggs.
Joe Bob Briggs.
Briggs.
Who the fuck is Joe Bob?
He's like a film critic that has his own TV show and he's into horror movies. I just kind of learned about him, but he's got a bunch of like a TV show on Shudder where he like reviews and talks about and watches. It's kind of like watch along style, like the old Elvira show, where like he'll play like a horror movie and then like kind of they'll like cut back to him like every, you know, act breaks, and he'll be like, this is what I think of the movie so far and blah blah blah. It's kind of like a watch along with this guy. It was kind of cool to watch it. It was kind of a cool way to watch it because I watched it with this movie last night.
Yeah.
And I kind of learned more about it because I saw the movie a couple of times and I watched it with Joe Bob.
Irregardless
of Joe Bob.
If that's the case where it was like an exercise, it's like a song. It's like how many songs are like, oh, how'd you come up with that? It's like, well, that was just a warm-up that I do on the guitar and it sounded cool. We started playing to it and then fucking now it's...
Right.
It's you're fucking around, something comes out of it that's kind of cool, and then you're like, oh, okay, well, let's do this next, and then you tack something else on, and like, all right, that works, and then, you know, it just seems like this movie wasn't conceived, the whole movie wasn't conceived right off the bat the way it was.
Yeah,
it just seems like that.
Maybe. Because there is the later part. Because
it is like three different movies.
It kind of is, yeah. It's definitely like
a clear
three
acts.
Parts. Because like the part we're at is just the beginning of the second part, which is really realistically in narrative form. It would be the beginning of the timeline. And so this director, he's just a commercial director. He says he's making like music videos and stuff like that. So not like the, you know, top tier director or anything like that.
Do you think this lady that like the producer lady is like your archetypal like or stereotypical like Japanese media executive? Like that's
mean, even for me, I thought it was like just a network executive lady. Yeah. Like kind of though typically in America they look a little more, you know, a little heavier.
Just the hair, she's kind of annoying. She's super yeah, any media or any like executive.
Yeah, like they want particular things.
The idea.
Yet they're oblivious to some other things. Yeah, 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 for
let me,
sure.
Let
for
me
sure.
tell you how good the idea is.
Yeah, and she just sells it and pitches it. Yeah, she's a funny character for sure.
She's
a funny
her.
Little character.
I don't like her.
But what she we've worked with these people.
We know these people.
Yeah, which is fun about this movie. It's very much about the filmmaking. Obviously, it's very much the filmmaking process about like.
It's certainly not a zombie movie. Stuff.
No, it's not a zombie movie. It's so funny because this movie isn't a horror movie. It's just a comedy. Like this movie's a comedy at its heart. Even like the corniness of this movie, like Where are we at right now? 40 minutes.
40 minutes in.
For some reason,
and the credit.
To me,
this is where the opening credits are.
I love a late opening credit.
You've said
this
before.
I love them. Like then because you're watching this whole thing and it's all set up to like, and then you realize, okay, now we're into the movie. Like now the movie's starting. 40 minutes.
What has Barbarian had late credits, right?
No, I said I wanted them to have late credits. My suggestion was have the credits at the part where Justin Long comes in.
That would have been sick.
Like have the bar, like when they cut Barbarian. Because
it just
there,
goes to black right for the,
yeah,
right there.
That's where the Barbarian should have came up. And then while Justin Long is singing, that's when the opening credits come
Tiki,
in.
Tiki Timbo, yeah, or whatever. Yeah.
That,
I just rewatched, yeah, that.
Yeah, there's
that's a good movie, dude.
It's a great movie. It's a really, I love good that movie. Yeah, the more, like, it's grown on me, I think, over time. Because I think my first run was like, well, I don't know what the fuck is going on. But then, like, afterward, I loved it.
I mean, as soon as Justin Long appeared, yeah, I was in 100%.
Yeah, one of my favorites this
year. I didn't
year.
Know he was in that movie. That's, yeah, great.
Yeah, it's going to definitely make a list this year for me, I'm sure.
Oh, you got lists?
I got lists. We'll review my top 10 at the end of the year. But so yeah, this guy's talking to network executives. They're the ones who pitched this crazy idea that they're starting a zombie network on TV, yeah, and that they want to do a one take, 30-minute, no cut, zombie film. And immediately, this director's like, "That's not gonna work." He like laughs at them, like thinking it's a joke.
He tells them it's crazy.
And they're like, "Oh, you can pull it off." And he's like this charming kind of like not super successful director. What does he say? He's he can do shit cheap, fast, but,
yeah,
average.
That's his slogan. But cheap, fast, and average.
Yeah.
But was it but average?
Yeah, but average. Instead of the.
I mean, that's great.
You can't have all three: cheap, fast, and good.
Yep.
But average. And so from there, we kind of learn more about this guy. We learn about his family. He's kind of lives in like a small apartment with his wife and daughter. Wife's kind of at this like stay at home type. Seems bored in life a little bit. Learning self defense videos, which come into play. The daughter's
that's his wife.
That's his wife. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not sure I ever put that one together. Oh, yeah, is that super obvious?
Yeah, there's a part that kind of gets there.
This movie's in Japanese, by the way.
I know. There's parts where I didn't even realize what was going on until like I saw it again, and I'm like, oh, like so much to clarify. Like her daughter, and his daughter's like also a filmmaker. She's really into the process, but for some reason doesn't like her dad. I think it's like a teenage angst thing.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of a crazy guy.
Where also he's also probably like not super successful. She maybe like recognizes that a little bit.
Right,
this
here?
Is the daughter. Yeah.
She's,
yeah,
got the best shirts.
Yeah, so obviously she's a big film fan because she's wearing, I know she's wearing a Taxi Driver shirt later. What's
this
one?
Scarface shirt.
Yeah,
right,
so she's
now
wearing
she's
like cool cinema
shirt.
So her, the daughter's big in a cinema.
She's rad. I'd be friends with her.
Yeah. She also likes this one actor, because immediately, like, she doesn't give a fuck about her dad's commercial that's on TV, but then next up, her Hollywood.
That was a confusing scene to me.
Her little crush comes in.
I had to watch that one back because it was like she was trying to convince her mom to be an actor or like to act again, and then I don't know, I was just confused. So that's what it was. She was like that dad made a commercial and she's like, I don't give a shit. And then she said, all right, this guy's in it.
Yeah,
because then she started reading the script of the script.
Yeah, because she first didn't care, and then once the mom told her that her crush was in the script, then she was interested. And that was the whole point of why the father casted the guy, because
I gotta watch this movie again.
Realistically, like this is a comedy about like a guy trying to prove himself, like a guy down on his luck trying to prove himself, trying to win back his daughter's love. Like we've seen this movie.
Let's
like,
be clear,
in this
is
way.
Not a zombie.
This is not a zombie
this
movie.
This is not a horror.
This is a
movie
with fake zombies in it. This is a movie that has a movie that has a zombie movie in the
this
movie.
Yeah, about a TV show about zombies.
Yeah, it's
Taxi Driver shirt, sick.
Yeah, right.
Where'd she get her shirts?
Cool store.
So yeah, not a zombie movie,
but
a comedy.
You go into it
this
thinking
is a comedy.
You go into it with
a good comedy.
With the expectation that it's like a zombie comedy or a horror comedy, but it's not even really that scary.
Also, the expectation that it's going to be one shot the whole time.
Right. Yeah. You end up feeling that it's going to like you start quite like, is this going to be the whole movie like this?
I thought it was.
I kind of thought that too, because then
I was ready.
You think about the title,
One Cut of the Dead.
You're like, oh, this must be
One Cut of the Dead.
So this must be the movie.
That's her boyfriend.
Yeah, the guy. Yeah, the crush. So yeah, the dad. So this second part is more so like the introduction about the director, who's the main character. We meet his family. We see what he does for a living. Then he starts casting. Then he starts doing the pre-production for this thing.
Now we meet the actors cast, that we just saw play in this thing.
So we see like the sound guy who has kind of dietary. He reminded me of myself, not in the fact that I take shits everywhere, but like the fact that like I always got to be like, yo, I emailed you guys. Like, come on. Like, I told you what my dietary restrictions are. So this, I felt for this guy, even though I don't take shits in the bushes.
Dude, this guy. So what? So that was. I just know he had like diarrhea.
He couldn't. He couldn't drink hard water. He could only drink soft water.
He drank some water.
It was like a specific. Yeah, he drank someone else's water bottle accidentally.
And again, and then so like, it's just you really got to pay attention to this.
There's a lot of detail. Yeah, and it's like at first it's like sometimes hard to watch because it's like not super well done.
I also knew there was an alcoholic on set, so when he drank that water at first, I was like, oh, he got like the guy's vodka or something.
Oh no, I remember now.
Yeah, this guy.
This guy's just the comedic drunk of the show.
He just drank hard water.
Drank someone else's water bottle. But yeah, we kind of see all the errors. Once he casts everyone, we meet everyone. There's pushback from some people. I noticed there's like a scene where he's talking to the drunk guy. He's talking about how he's never around for his daughter and this and that. And that's kind of reminiscent of like the father realizing he's not there for his daughter and all that.
This whole movie's kind of about him
just trying to prove himself
to his daughter.
Yeah, to his daughter.
And this whole thing is kind of inspired by is this the shirt from the Goonies?
It looks a lot like it, but not.
Who's wearing that shirt? Anyway.
That's the guy who's supposed to play the director.
Oh, yeah.
Continue. We get to the point where they're basically the day of the shoot, and a lot of things keep going wrong. For example, the guy drinking the water. The drunk guy, he's early on says he's going to quit drinking and wait. He's going to wait till we're done shooting so he can drink. But someone delivers, of course, a bottle of sake. He gets into that.
I love sake.
According
to IMDb, the guy was actually drunk during some of those scenes.
I did hear that as well. That was a method actor. Yeah, right. Probably just a drunk.
Like fucking Robert Shaw and Jaws.
Right. Or
you've never seen Jaws, have you?
I don't know. What is that?
That story says he was, because he was supposed to be like a sailor. He was too drunk to do the scene. And then the next day, or that night, he called Steven Spielberg, 20, like 6 years old at the time.
Damn.
And
so crazy.
He was and he apologized to him. This is Robert Shaw. He was like a fucking old, done been a legend. Apologized to him, said, I'm fucking got hammered. Tried to do the scene real. Next day, did it sober, and that's in one take, and that's the one we see in the movie.
The sober take.
Okay. About him getting sunk in World War II, delivering the bomb.
Okay.
Come on, man.
I haven't seen that movie in
that's
so long.
That's a one take story too.
That's definitely I got to rewatch that. I've obviously seen it, but it's been like years.
I've seen that 1,000 times. It's my dad's favorite movie. Okay. He said if we ever do Jaws, we have to call him.
Okay.
Shout out to Hakeem.
What's up, Keem?
Back to this.
Where were we? So this is basically we're now third part of the movie. I mean, is there anything that we missed on the second part?
This is just kind of where we meet everybody, right?
Yeah, the second chunk's the pre-production. It's the meeting everyone, getting to know the characters.
Seeing who's everybody's little thing.
Yeah, the quirks, whatever.
Quirks, yeah. That will later play into a lot of the things that we saw in the, like, why,
friction,
what was done in the first half. Like, because we're still pretty confused. We now know what's going on, but we still don't know why they were doing the things they were doing in the first movie.
Right. Yeah, there was confusing moments in the first part.
Yeah.
And
why the director was yelling out, why they were stopping at random points. Like, oh, there's still.
Right.
So we get to meet the guys, see their quirks, and now we get to kind of see everything meshed together in the third part.
Right. And this is partly when, because the director wasn't even supposed to be in it. He had another director, and he had another hair and makeup woman, and they got into a car accident because they were having an affair. So that's kind of how the day starts, where he had to take over the director role as the director of course, making it even more meta is like the director became the director in his own film. And then his wife became the hair and makeup person because that was the daughter was like, oh, she can do it. She's read this script 100 times.
Yeah.
So she knew all the lines. She knew what to do. And then her daughter, his daughter kind of helped Loki become like a little AD in a way because she kind of started getting involved while everything was getting fucked up. And yeah, how does this all... It's hard to even like break this down because so many little things just happen. And it's just, yeah, we see... What do we see?
We see him get to yell at the actors like the way he would want to yell at the actors.
Right, like his frustration is finally... He can take out this frustration as the director. And that's like his true side. Yeah, like flips out on the little crush kid because he's kind of a little diva. He's always like questioning his like the motives and stuff like that. We see like the camera guy get hurt, like the AC or whatever she is like wants to be like
filming or AC that's super stoked on camera.
And there's a part where I like this part where she talks about this in the second half where she like tells him to do like the zoom in and out thing, and she's like, it'll be cool, and he's like, it's corny, and she's like, corny but cool, which I think is like very specific for this movie because like that's kind of what this movie is. It's very corny but it's cool. Like what it ends up becoming is like I think really neat. And how I love how the end unfolded because it goes back to the whole like what I was saying earlier, it's like the teamwork of the movie making process, that like the team really came together at the end with all this shit going on with like the guy getting drunk, the guy getting sick.
And that's what we basically all of our questions are answered as to why this was happening, like what was happening. So when he was yelling out, he was yelling at the crew of the crew, shooting the crew. He was directing them at certain scenes, like. Why they were why were they stopping? Something broke, right? The crane broke.
Yeah, that was later. So they at the end, at the end they kept doing the weird stopping thing because it was the zombie thing. Whenever she would yell stop,
but like, that's the how the movie opens stop. Too, like that we see.
It
like,
is
it's,
so.
But
like, I guess that's a thing. But like the end part, the big delay there was that the people were trying to do like the triangle build, but also there was another spot where there was when they're holding on the girl screaming, it was because like I don't really understand this part. With like, it seemed like the wife kind of got all the hair and makeup lady like kind of like lost her shit, and then she started attacking herself.
So that's why. I remember now. She has too many hobbies. She was saying when she was talking about her hobbies, when she gets into something, she really fucking gets into it. And she loses herself, and she'll go off script and be crazy about it. So that's why I think maybe even that's why she didn't want to act anymore. It's because she was fucking got it. So that's what happened. She was going
she
off
got
script.
Too into it.
She got into it. She was who she was her character. So she started murking people.
Right.
She was like beating the door. Was she beating her husband up?
Yeah, she tried to, and then was trying to like break the arm of the guy. Because even at one point, like she was gonna break the arm of the actor that was not an actual zombie but he was playing a zombie, and he's like, cut the camera, and then like the camera quickly pans away, and like she's, and then on the third part we see that the director's like basically putting her in a sleeper hold he's like, I'm sorry honey, and puts her in a sleeper hold, knocks her out, and then they like put the fake axe and like paint blood onto her head,
and that's so why she like, came. Is that why she comes back to life?
Yeah, and then she like pops back up and then like falls back down. And it's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, so
like,
this movie again.
Three little things.
This movie
and then,
is absolutely a two watcher for sure.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, you need it. I mean, it helps just that second pass at the end of like it, that explains things, but going back and viewing it again, and then even that second part, meeting all the characters, seeing all their little quirks and strangeness like that, that helps explain more of the things that happen in this latter half, because the latter half is just the chaos of the film, like of this one shot and all the behind the scenes of that part, and like how the director's holding the drunk guy.
He was just too drunk to do anything, so they just put him in makeup and made him a zombie.
Well, I think that was part of the plan originally, but like him not being able to perform, that's what's funny about it, because we don't see the director holding him by the waist and like I think he does drop out of frame in the first one, and like that was kind of weird, but then he pops back up and then literally pukes in his face. So I think he's like puking on a couple people's faces at this. I think later he pukes on someone else. I don't know. It's so chaotic. It's so like wacky to follow. And then
this movie is about
a
plan coming together.
It is.
A team coming together
to make a plan work. Because even though a lot of parts they're like improvising and shit like that, like the camera guy falls and the AC or whoever she is, then she gets to be the camera. And then she does the zoom thing.
It's her chance.
Yeah, so it's funny. That shows like it's all about like the passion of filmmaking and like just being in it. And like I think there's a lot of sides because like I think they have that, the camera op, and he's like the jaded older DP, and then we have the eager whatever camera PA or AC whatever she is, like trying to be like she wants to do it, she wants to be the one running the camera, and she does, she gets her goal.
Does this movie make you appreciate making movies again?
It does, yeah, for sure. It's one of those that like kind of inspires me, like one of those like, oh, I could do something like this, or like I appreciate the teamwork. Like, there's something about, like, ending a project and then, like, being done with it finally, even though it was a shit show.
Yeah.
Like, there's something about, like, we're done.
Absolutely.
We got it. We're
especially
done. We
if
fucking
the
got
end
it.
Product is,
yeah.
Looks good.
Yeah. Which, you know, does this, you know, it works. But there's something to that. And I think that whole end sequence with them forming the human triangle and, like,
as a team coming together.
Yeah. And then I noticed something on another viewing is that at one point the director's looking at pictures of him and his daughter.
Yeah.
And she's on his shoulders, and I think, is she holding a camera? Because she, like, there's a lot of,
I
like,
so
work, there's a lot of stuff with them, like, both playing with cameras, old pictures, and he's, like, crying looking at this because he's losing his daughter.
He's inspired.
But at the end, he can do that. Like, she's the one on his shoulders getting that final
shot.
Because the crane fell off the fucking roof. And it's the whole team together as the triangle. And it's hilarious because the bottom row is all the people that were playing the zombies, and they have those crazy eyes.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, just a hilarious shot of everyone just holding the camera up and then just counting down, like, you have 15 seconds to hold this shot. And I'm all just straining. And then Kato.
Never Stop Shooting is a good title for this.
Definitely.
Because basically once we start, there's no stopping no matter what happens. And we see that in three different angles.
Yeah. It's interesting.
All right. It's okay.
I feel like it's not the easiest watch.
It's not an easy watch.
But once
I spoke Japanese.
Yeah.
We gotta learn Japanese.
I think we should. We should learn Korean and Japanese. Those are my main picks. And
I don't know. I would like Japanese and German maybe.
Okay.
Or Spanish.
I do want to learn Spanish.
Let's
need
get
to
better
Spanish.
At Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish would be good. We
want
to
watch a
Spanish
movie without subtitles.
Right, that'd be rad.
Let's do it. In Japanese, maybe.
I bet I could understand a movie if I didn't watch in subtitles in Spanish a little bit more than I could a Japanese film.
A good movie.
You shouldn't have to.
You shouldn't have to listen to what it's saying, right?
You got
to
have the visual storytelling.
Visual art.
Yeah.
I should be able to understand it.
It's true. It's true. Like some movies, I think, would have that. Like if a ghost story was in Spanish.
I think, yeah, I don't know about that one, dude. I think I would understand this movie if I wasn't listening.
I think so.
I think if you're watching, you could get it. Maybe not like the subtleties of this guy having like fucking Crohn's disease or whatever, but for the most part, I think you would understand what's going on.
Right.
Even though it starts out what looks like a real, real shitty movie.
Yeah, just a bad something. Something like I would turn off if it wasn't like something I'm like, I know there's must be more to this, because obviously part of it was like this has such high reviews, and if you've heard of this, it's
100%
like,
on,
there's a lot
on
of
tomatoes.
Yeah, I mean, not all of them are 100%. Like, it's what is it? IMDb's like
7.6
or something,
which is still good.
Yeah, it's got good. There's not any negative reviews that I've seen to this necessarily. Like, there's maybe it's got its issues, but it was a $25,000 low budget movie.
You can't
movie.
Talk
like,
shit on a $25,000 movie.
Like, this was a movie, like, we weren't even meant to see this fucking movie, really. You know, like, this was such a small thing that got.
Would you consider this a B movie?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
It doesn't look like a B movie. The first the first 37 minutes looked like a B movie.
Yeah. I mean, this even does a little bit. Like, it's not super high. For 2017, this isn't the highest quality film.
I mean, yeah, but it's still like. I've seen shittier movies that cost a lot more.
For sure. But, like, the music is, like, so cornball.
I like it, though.
It works for this, but it's such that, like, comedy cornball. Like, it almost feels like 90s music, and for whatever reason to me.
I remember at certain points thinking the music just works perfectly for the film. Maybe that's what I was thinking. It works.
It does, perfectly. For sure, because, like, tonally, it's just what it is. It's just very, like, it's a corny movie. It's a goofy, weird movie. And then, of course, I like the end, too, with, like, that studio exec lady. She's like, oh, we pulled it off with no problems at all. Like, oblivious to the whole chaos of what just happened, because she only saw the one side.
And the end
is the bloopers.
We see the actual shooting of the video of the movie of the show.
I don't look at how many like cameras there are.
Hilarious.
There. Yeah, there's a camera shooting a camera, and they're shooting a camera, and then there's the camera that we're seeing, and yeah.
What I noticed is it seemed like they were all rolling. It's not like they recreated it. They did it all. For like,
right
when we see the camera shooting the camera, like and then we see the angle of the other camera, it's not like they recreate, all right, let's do a new setup,
right,
new lighting for this angle. No, right, they yeah. Like, it was, everything was done at once.
Yeah, and I think that goes to like what you were saying, like, this could have just been like, well, maybe we can use that footage, like, who knows how this thing's gonna fucking turn out. Because I mean, you're using this footage as weird behind the scenes footage.
And they're like, it's almost like
a blooper reel to like end a movie, which is great. It's such like a old school thing.
This What's beautiful also is that what we're seeing in them shooting the actual film, what was satirized in the film, like the way that they're throwing body parts in front of the camera as soon as the camera turns around, like that was all that they were making fun of that.
Right.
Like, look how crazy we're doing, yeah. But, like, this is, it's so meta. It's so meta, it's, like, yeah. Not even meta anymore. It's
level fucking, of irony and meta of the whole.
Yeah, yeah. What's it?
He's using, yeah.
What is that? What's going on here?
That just, like, craft service guy popping up.
Is that where the camera's on the ground? That's
the part where the camera's on the ground.
Highly recommend watching the end credits of this movie.
Yeah.
Don't fuck around.
It's just another layer of this. Now this credit sequence is about a movie that's about a movie that's about a zombie movie that's a zombie movie that got attacked by zombies.
It's like when they were doing let's say the exercise was the one take, like the first part of the movie. That was the exercise. It's like every hindrance that they had doing that is what then they wrote into the script to do for the rest of the movie.
Potentially,
know what I
mean? Yeah, I could see that.
It's like this, all right, we had to do this. Now let's kind of caricaturize it in a way.
Yeah.
They wrote a movie, or they shot a movie, and then based on what happened, wrote a story.
I could see that. That makes sense.
It does. It seems like that. It almost seems like that's what happened.
Like the shot is the shot of the camera
shooting. Yeah.
There's so many weird layers.
On
on
the next level.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna watch it again, and I recommend everybody else watch it.
It's like an Inception of a zombie movie. When Inception is a whole word, like irony and Inception are words that don't even have meanings anymore.
All right, you explained it.
Yeah.
I'll do the backing track. Yeah. Bum, 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 bum. Also, the second time we've referenced South Park.
Hey, shout out to South Park.
Shout out to South Park. Great show. Stone and Parker, hit us up.
Yeah, you want to be on a podcast?
You love our podcast? Do you listen?
If anyone wants to be on a podcast, let us know. We're open to guests, I guess. Should we say that?
You guess for guests?
Or should we shout for guests if people want a guest?
If you're a good guest and you want to be on the cast,
you got a movie you want to watch with us? A movie you want to make us watch?
Ideally, you would have about 4 million followers or at least a few thousand.
If you're famous and listening, that'd be cool. If you're not famous and a friend, Maybe that'll work
maybe,
too.
Maybe. You're interesting.
Yeah. We're down a Schwartz for a questionable amount of time.
Nah,
so
he'll be back.
He'll be back.
And we'll get his opinion on One Cut of the Dead.
Yeah. I was thinking about spreading a rumor that he died to like maybe just to get more listeners, but I don't know. I don't know how that would have died. Not sure yet.
I don't like this rumor.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I feel like it'll spin out of control. I might cost him work because he's like, no one's calling me. Everyone thinks I'm dead. Like,
so
Schwartz is not dead.
No, he's not
yet.
Fun fact, in high school,
yeah,
I told everyone I was going to kill myself. This is not funny.
Okay.
It was funny at the time.
Like as a goof, or you were like thinking about doing it?
As a goof, knowing that I was about to get my four teeth pulled and I wasn't going to be at school for 2 days. And awesome. That spiraled out of control. I got calls. My mom was not happy.
Oh, that's hilarious.
She called me. Anthony, did you tell people you were going to kill yourself at school?
Wow.
My friends were concerned. Yeah, don't do that. It was kind of funny. That was like one of my ultimate goofs.
That's a good goof.
The whole school thought I killed
myself.
Where
you like disappeared and you just were not responsive for a couple days. And oh, that's
no
great.
Cell phones. They didn't have
cell phones.
Cell phones
weren't even a thing,
no.
Yeah.
This is like...
You're not posting on social media because
that shit didn't even exist
back then.
Nope.
Yeah.
This was like 8th grade. I don't even think it was high school. It was like 7th or 8th grade.
Oh, that's great.
This was post-media, post-phones.
Wow.
I mean, there were cell phones, but I didn't have a cell phone.
I'm going to come out and you just don't show up for school. People start to wonder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
Landlines. I answered the landline at home. And my mom was angry. And we had messages from my teacher principal looking for me.
We're concerned.
Yeah.
That's great.
Good goof.
He didn't kill himself. He just got his wisdom teeth taken.
It was wisdom teeth or like braces. Either way, it was just a lot of teeth pulled and I didn't go to school.
Damn.
Still alive.
That's good. I like that. Good story.
All right.
Well. Any other...
What are you going to rate this? 7.6?
I think... Did I write a haiku? I might have written a haiku. Let me check my notes.
I wrote a first line of a haiku.
Oh, you wrote 5 syllables?
Yeah. Nice. It's not as expected. No. Not as expected. Not as expected. Yeah, that's us. That was the first one.
Oh, I got one.
Hit us with a haiku for
a zombie movie, but not a zombie movie. It's corny but cool.
I don't even think if I had a haiku, I would erase it because that sums it up perfectly.
Sums up the movie. It's a zombie movie that's not a zombie movie that's corny but cool.
Kamaru, tamaru na.
Did you just say my haiku in Japanese?
No.
Oh.
I said don't stop the camera.
Oh, okay.
Directed by Shinichiro Ueda.
Has this guy done anything else?
Hit me with it.
Let's take a look at Shinichiro's. I don't know. It feels like this guy just kind of did this, and that was kind of it. Now he's got a 19 director credit. He's made a couple other. Oh, he's done a lot of, done some shorts, some TV series work.
Done a lot of hardcore porn.
Did he?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, what's this? Take 8 was a short
I'm not
going
to lie. I don't recognize any of this.
Oh, what's this?
It's
this
all Japanese to me. What is 2020 Kamaru Tomaru na Remoto Dai Sakanetsun? Do you know Spanish? I mean,
shit, I don't know. No, I unfortunately do not know Japanese.
Okay. 2020. Not rated. 26 minutes. Director Higurashi is once again recruited to make another ambitious project, a true crime drama filmed completely remotely whilst in social isolation.
Oh. Wait, this is the...
little take on COVID.
This is the camera. Oh, tomorrow na.
Basically,
Omoto.
It's the sequel. 26-minute short sequel.
Interesting. Oh, it's the same guy.
One
Cut
of the Dead, Mission Remote is the... English.
Okay. I wonder if it's just the
fans.
I don't know.
Fans were recruited online to appear in scenes of the film. Over 20 videos were used for a tickling scene
and 305 videos were used, including a dance scene, or included in a dance scene. Well,
okay.
I'm probably never going to watch that, but, you know,
yeah.
I'm glad it's out there.
Yeah, for sure. Good for him. And you said your rating was a 7. What?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, I don't think I had a rating.
Oh, I thought you said you had a rating.
I'm going to give it probably like a 5.8.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good, I want to watch it again. I will watch it again, yeah. Probably.
I mean, I don't think this was a great movie, but I appreciated a lot what it was. It was entertaining. It was the ending was very heartwarming. I really loved the ending when everything kind of came together. Everything made more sense.
A BTS/blooper reel.
Gotta love it.
Always gets me.
Gotta love it.
That's why I love the Rush Hour movies.
Right. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. It reminded me of Jackie Chan movies. Like you don't get those anymore. You don't get those. Jackie Chan delivers what we want.
He delivers what we want and then shows you when he fucks up. That's the best part.
Yep. And there was, I mean, this movie was all about that. All about fuck-ups. All about the chaos of filmmaking or television making.
And how you work around those fuck-ups.
Yes.
It makes me want to be a better filmmaker.
Yeah.
Or a filmmaker in general.
Just a filmmaker. I know that's the thing. It kind of made me want to make something.
Let's make something.
I'm for it, yeah. I love movies that have that, like, it's like a little kick in the pants of, like, you can fucking do this. Like
a little light of fire under my behind.
Yeah. Like even if movies aren't like super great, like sometimes they look achievable, and if that's something, that's a good start. It's
yeah,
making something's better.
What was
than
that movie
nothing.
That Schwartz made us watch? That was like just about a girl, mama, baby, or something.
A
hot,
girl,
hot mama, baby,
hot mama,
baby mama,
baby mama.
It's about like this girl who's like in love with another girl, and I don't know. But it was all anyway. Never mind.
I don't know what the fuck.
Just reminded me
about.
Of that.
Okay.
Not in story wise, but in achievability.
Oh, okay. Because, like, Creep has that effect on me. I know you hate Creep, and I love it. But
I just hate that guy.
I thought it was just.
I saw him on Jeopardy, actually.
Mark Duplass?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I
he
love
was
Mark
on
Duplass.
Celebrity Jeopardy.
Just that it was like. It just seemed like it could be done. Like, it was like a two man job. I don't know. It just seemed like a movie like that could be done.
Yeah.
But yeah, this movie had that effect. Good work. I wish I knew what you were talking about with a girl and some other girl.
Yeah,
I'm very
remember.
Confused.
I'll
was
remember
it a movie that. We did on the podcast?
I think so. Anyway.
It's a mystery.
Mystery.
My street.
History. Her street.
Yeah.
One Gun of the Dead. Check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Anything else?
No. Yeah.